Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
He's like, Liz, relax. And then she tells her to relax. Now she's even more pissed. Don't tell me to relax, Chad, okay? This is your fucking problem, and you're the reason that we're here. And then he says, well, Liz, you're making a scene. I don't care that I'm making a scene, because it's your fucking problem we're making a scene, Chad.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Guys, it's game week. It's game week, and we have things to talk about. Chris has gone to the drugstore already to get her travel necessities.
Yoga, travel necessities. I have already packed my, I have a red eye tonight for a flight to Minnesota. I'm going to interview Justin Jefferson tomorrow, and then I'm going to Philly for my first pregame for Amazon, which it's all happening. I went to the Toomey luggage store. I bought a new piece of luggage, which I'm already taking back because I forgot that I get a discount from something else. Good. And so I'm like, why am I going to pay full price? The old me would have said, fuck it. Like, nope, I'm returning that after we get off the podcast. I am on fire. Aaron and I are wearing matching tan sweatshirts, which are not matching, but this is color is usually not like a great color for anyone, but here we are.
Unbeknownst
to us, we're adorable. Okay, Aaron, I just, before we jump into all things, because I am hyperson, there's coffee in this and I'm ready to go. Not alcohol for once.
Fine.
It's the season
You'll
is
have
here.
Some on
we
got to pull
it together. Okay. This morning, since I know I'm yelling, is this thing on?
No.
This morning, I walked downstairs and I opened up the dishwasher. I haven't been home for the last few days. And I was like, why does this dishwasher smell so bad? Nothing was in it. The house was just cleaned before we left. Why does it smell so bad? I don't know. Maybe it could have been old dishes. So you know what I did? I did a wash cycle with nothing in it. I said, hey, that's not a problem. I'll just put some soap in there and run it like I'm supposed to. That's what you told me I'm supposed to do, remember?
Yeah, I don't know what you were supposed to run it with, though. I'm not sure. Is that what it said?
Well, I don't know. I just ran it with soap.
I'll come
what
back to you.
What else would I run it with?
Vinegar. I knew it. Ryan said it's supposed to be vinegar. That's okay. You tried.
Oh, my God. Vinegar. Ew.
Yeah, I thought so. Worse. But I'm really proud of you for trying.
Ryan is in our chat. For those of you guys wondering what we're talking about with the side comments, Ryan, our producer, is in the chat column on our thing telling us, and he's so sweet. He just said, great effort.
It is.
I was like, hey, not a problem. Aaron told me from the little segment that she talked about a few weeks ago, I need to run my dishwasher, whatever it was. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention to the details. But yeah, so I said to Steve, I said, don't stop this dishwasher. It is running and there's nothing in it.
Well, I love that you did that. So a couple weeks ago, I watched the Today Show and they did a whole thing about how many times you should shower in a day, get rid of your bed sheets and replace them. But the one that really hit home for Chris and I was sanitizing your luggage. I did a full wash and a full shakeout of the backpack. Emptied out everything. Disgusting, by the way. Pieces of gum that shouldn't be in there. Just fucking nasty. Bobby pins. Mucinex tablets, hair ties.
Altoids in the bottom. I feel like we could like top five answers on the board of things left in a suitcase after a season. Remember when you had a sandwich left in one of your travel things?
Yep. So this year I'm going to try to be really, really good about cleaning off my stuff because it is disgusting. You, myself, Kevin Burkhart, we've discussed.
It's not okay.
We are full blown getting changed in a public restroom, trying not to touch things, but our suitcases do. So ew.
I am going to, and I'd like you to keep me honest on this as the season goes on, I am going to really make a concerted effort to pack not an hour before I'm supposed to leave for the airport,
but
pack a day before. I'm going to actually try on the outfit that I'm going to wear on television. So when I get to the place, I don't say, oh, this doesn't fit or it doesn't look good. And I'm like, well, who's the asshole who didn't try it on? So I'm really going to try with that kind of stuff because I am an adult and I need to just be better about that because why am I going to get frustrated once I get to the place? And then now I'm at the mall. Now I'm schlepping around in an Uber when I should be preparing for the game because I'm looking for a new outfit and it's not right. My mind needs to be focused on the right things, not why the pants are, you know, two sizes too small.
Speaking of that, I just got a new order of Skims and Spanx in for my pants I'm wearing this weekend.
Cute. Hey now. Hey now, hike it on up there.
She's going to be smooth.
Do you have a full Skims like body thing? Because I want one that's like a leotard that goes all the way down to the ankles. I can't have that mid-calf cut off.
I know.
Or the mid like leg one where you see it. Does anyone know where they have those things?
I need a full like... Suck it in
head
and
smoosh
it out. Yep.
And also, when it gets colder, I feel like if they had one that's long sleeves, like a long sleeve leotard, that it would also be add warmth to the situation. If anyone knows that, let me know, because I am interessante.
I think she has them for, arms, because it's like an arm shaper, but I would get that using it as kind of like a thermal underwear. She came out with a new push-up bra. I'm very interested in trying.
Wow, I would like that because we've had an episode and I will spare you from showing because that's inappropriate. But this is one of those bras that there's a full hand like thing. What are we doing? Enough.
Hey,
okay.
Speaking of people and their stuff, I would like to start a new segment on Calm Down. And this is something I'm bummed out I haven't done before. But as an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur. We like to push our stuff on people. Sending gift bags out, sending little swag out. You want to be recognized. You want people to, you know, talk about your shit. So I'm going to start doing that. I've received over the last couple of days some things for us on the Calm Down podcast. I'm a total jerk because I only brought one of them over. But listen, if you want to send us your stuff, which a lot of people have DM'd about some of the products that they have, send it on over. We'll give you guys a talk. I did a podcast today with Bethany Frankel and I was talking to her.
What? You did not tell me this.
Why do you think I have a slick back hair and makeup on? But I just told her about how much I love what she's doing with, like, do you need to spend money? Do you not spend money? She's always pushing people's products. It's so good. So we got a package the other day, and I have some of the products for you. It is from a group. I thought this card was so cute. The Erin and Carissa had a segment where they chatted about getting annoying spots, aka zits. These products will calm down pimples quickly. They're all natural, contains our own patented extract invented by my partner and wife, Karen Sinclair Drake. This formula is great for insect bites, razor burns, both packaged. Blah, blah, blah. So
they wanted, you're adorable. Okay.
They wanted us to have these so our skin could calm down. It is the Skin Sanity line. It is Zapper with
Wait, hold it up so I can see it. This is the influencers that like, okay.
So you and I got this. I started using it yesterday on a nice cystic zit that's coming in. And they also sent Derm One Skincare. It's skin perfecting blemish corrector with prebiotics. So I'm going to send this to you or get this to you so you can put it in your little carry-on. But Paul Drake and your wife, Karen Drake, thank you guys so much for thinking of us.
That's adorable. I love that idea. And I also think that's very thoughtful of them to take the time to do that. I love a handwritten note, as we know, but also just knowing that like they're listening and we know our problems. That's great. I can't wait to use it. Very cute.
We also got a mocktail package that I will bring next time and read it. But yeah, I love this segment for us. Not sure what it's going to be called, but if you guys are going to take the time to send us your stuff, we'll give you some love. Thank you so much. And thanks for having our
skin calm down.
I think this is wonderful. And we will think of a name, but already off the top of my head, I'm thinking, calm down. This is adorable. Let me tell you more about fill in the blank. Because I will go into a deep, I'm not on TikTok, but I will go into a deep dive of Bethany Frankel's stuff. I can't get enough of her. The honesty, she doesn't give a shit. What was we know? She's got enough money. She doesn't care. She's not doing it for any other reason than to help the general public who, A, can or cannot afford something, right? Because even if you can't afford it, you're willing to spend some money on things that work, and some things that don't work are just a waste of money. And like the packaging is what you're really paying for by the time you're all said and done.
Oh my God, this is cute. It's like a giant syringe for your zit.
That's adorable. I love that. So yeah, so I'm all in on Bethany Frankel's segment, and I think it's very helpful. So any version of that or something like that is great. How was the podcast?
It was fun. I was a little nervous doing it just because, you know, I've been a fan of Bethany forever. And I, of course, started interviewing her. I wanted to talk to her about being an entrepreneur and like all the shit she did with Skinny Girl. You know, she said I was the first one that brought in, you know, to existence a skinny margarita. How many times do all of us say, I'll take a skinny margarita? I mean, good for freaking her.
I ordered three at dinner the other night with you.
Great.
Yeah, you did. Spicy skinny. Which, by the way, Steve told me I need a new drink. He said, I'm done with you ordering that, which is side conversation. He said, you're more sophisticated than having a spicy, skinny margarita all the time. I said, I don't even know what that means. He's like, don't you want like a glass of wine? I said, are you judging my drink order? That's a side tangent. And I'll get to that later. I love a spicy, skinny margarita.
I love a spicy, skinny margarita unsweet. I don't like a lot of sweetness.
No, I can't get crazy. Those ones we had the other night were good. Blood. Okay, back on topic. She's great. We should have her on this podcast.
Oh,
if
my
she's
God,
willing
we should.
To do that, because I have a million questions, as evidenced by my enthusiasm when you just brought up her name. And I haven't talked to you all day, and I think there's a reason for that, because you were waiting to tell me. I want to know, does she buys all that product, or they send her some of that, or what's going on?
They send it to her. She doesn't even go into a drugstore for it anymore. It's all sent to her. She said a lot of the time she's just throwing out stuff that's getting sent to her. But she said she's loved
what about
doing
Raquel?
It. What's that?
The Rachel and Raquel interview she just did. Did you guys get into that?
We talked a little bit about
it. Yeah. But you'll have to listen to Bethany's podcast to get more of that with Erin. And then we'll have her on here so I can get my version of it. But this is great.
Told her that I remember the days when she started Skinny Girl and it was successful. And she bought kind of like that townhouse in New York with like the brick. Yep. And I said, I bought a house like kind of to be like inspired by you to have it as like our headquarters and stuff like that. I told her I remember like the footage of her being at supermarkets trying to push Skinny Girl and like people would be so freaking rude to her. Like it was really, really cool to talk to her. So, yeah.
I like her because, you know, I'm a big fan of anyone that's unapologetically themselves, good, bad, or indifferent. Even if you don't necessarily like the person or align with everything that they like, I like someone that's like, hey, this is who I am. Take it or leave it, and doesn't like acquiesce to like whatever somebody else wants them to be or like handle like, oh, okay, you don't like that, so I won't like that. She's like, fuck that. I don't like it. Whatever. So good for her. That's good stuff.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What else? We have so many other things. Okay, you and I, we talked about it a little bit on the pregame. Again, submit your questions, comments, and concerns. You can do them anonymously. We'll answer your guys' questions. We do it at the beginning of every week, and we love, love, love your questions because it always sparks a further conversation on things. But one of the questions came from an anonymous submission that they kissed a guy, their best friend. She was asking, like, do you give it a shot or do you just stay friends? And Aaron revealed a fun little fact that she had to tell two of her best guy friends at different points in her lives that she wasn't interested. They had a crush on her. I need more information. I've never heard these stories go.
This was obviously pre-meeting my husband. One was like right after like high school, going into college, like my best friend. And then another one was, yeah, later in my life, like in my 20s and stuff. Because I always had girlfriends, but I always like had like a guy friend. This was before, obviously, yeah, like Jarrett. Always had like a good guy friend I'd always pal around with. So yeah, and then people would always say stuff behind the scenes. Well, you know, like he's into you, right? Or you, no, he's not. Ew, no, he's not. Because I never felt that way. I would call him crying about so-and-so not being interested or so-and-so not working out or like why, you know. So yeah, yeah. So I've never hooked up with a best guy friend. I've just always had to be like, when they've said, you know, I'm into you. No, you're not. You're not into me. I've like tried to convince them that they're not. And then my friendships have always fizzled.
I hooked up with a best guy friend in high school. And then we like dated for a little bit. But like it was high school that I don't feel like that even counts. And then after that, I was like, I can't because I like to keep them separate.
Yeah.
Also, how do we feel? Because Steve is such a secure individual and like can't be bothered with these trivial things of caring if I have best guy friends. Like I have had this friend, Chris, who I adore. We went to kindergarten together. We went through confirmation classes together. Like I just love him. And he's single and we're trying to find him a great gal. But when I was up at the ranch, I said, oh, Chris is going to come up for a few days. Steve didn't even like flinch. He wasn't like, why are you inviting a guy up to the ranch? He was like, oh, great. Can't wait to meet him. But in a relationship, I'm curious, and I don't think Jared's this way because of what we do for a living, where we are surrounded by men constantly and become our friends and family. I'm really curious for those of you guys listening, if you've had to stop being friends with guys that are you're close with in your life because your boyfriend or your whatever husband is like insecure about it. Because I've definitely had insecure men in my life that I will stop trying to be as close to the friends that I want to be because it's their shit. And I'm so angry at myself that I did that because I'm like, fuck that. If you can't handle it, because I don't care if like, I mean, I don't know if I'd like be into like Steve, like going to dinner every night with like his best girlfriend. But like, if you have good girlfriends, that's one thing. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting side tangent.
I mean, I think it's really interesting, especially for us because I'm the only girl, right? Along with Jillian on my crew. So I'm on a text chain, you know, Jared will be like, who you're texting? And I'm like, oh, my crew guys. So because we're all on a group text chain together. Like I finished studying today, like it's game week. And I, you know, had some sarcastic comment for them. And then, you know, Olsen fires back and Burkhart fires back. Yeah. And it's just like a whole thing. So, yeah, I that's just the way it is with me. That's just how it has always been.
Yeah. I wonder how that, I'm just curious. If you guys have any stories, I would love to hear because that leads me into one of the headlines for the week because we've been doing this. If you guys have been on the sideline and not listening to Calm Down over the last few weeks, get in the mix because we have headlines that our wonderful producer, Ryan. Yeah, we're news guys. Oh, which by the way, nothing, which thank God, like nobody was harmed and the hurricane ended up not being as severe in this area as I think they originally anticipated.
Thank God.
But Aaron was on it. She was living out her full, she was giving me updates, and Steve and I updates because I'm not as dialed in with anything. I'm just oblivious to like what goes on in life. Local news, the weather report, all the things. This gal was Johnny on the spot, which I appreciate.
I was fine yesterday because I've obviously gone through hurricanes. I watch them play out all the time on television. I was dialed into coverage for the past 2 days. I was DMing Melissa McGee from NBC4. She's so hot. And I was just like, girl, it's your Super Bowl. Have a great broadcast. I was.
Time out. I don't even know who that is, but that's amazing. Is she the weather girl?
She's their main meteorologist. She's fire. She's so beautiful. Her body's insane. And she was just like doing her little like, hey guys, going into work, we'll have updates. I was like, girl, big day. It's your Super Bowl. I'm tuned in. I can't wait to watch. She looked great yesterday. She had a full red outfit.
Girl.
Listen, it's their Super Bowl. It's their Oscars. It's, I mean, come on. But on top of it, we have a 5.1 earthquake that, you know, the epicenter is Ojai Valley. I literally, that's when I got concerned. I didn't give a shit. There was no high winds. I was full blown going to go out there and make videos for Weather Channel, you know, Johnny on the spot, like all the things.
Yeah.
But
you
when
were.
Freaking the earthquake hit, I was like, this is really bad. I'm very concerned. I FaceTimed my dad. I was like, this is not good. I can't keep it together.
Wait, what's our girl on NBC?
Melissa McGee. She's great.
Melissa McGee, I'm not familiar with your work as a former intern at KNBC, the local news affiliate here in Los Angeles. Tell Conan Nolan I said, what up? And I'm excited to watch your work. Aaron's
gorgeous.
A fan. I'm a fan. You're hysterical. So, Aaron, going back to her her roots of reporting here, one of
getting
the headlines that both, well, God, I mean, Bo, where's Bo? One of the headlines that both her and I had an immediate reaction of the fudge to was, this is both heartbreaking and confusing. So let me start with the heartbreaking part, because the headline says, my wife has a terminal illness. She wants to have sex with an ex of hers one last time. First of all, I am so sorry for your loss. Like, that is beyond sad. I can't, but since this post was put out for public consumption, it was put on Reddit. I'll finish giving the details. My wife has a terminal disease. She is projected to live at most 9 months. I can't even imagine. I am, of course, destroyed. I have been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant her whatever wish I can. Recently, she sat me down and told me that the one last thing that she wanted to do was have sex with a previous partner.
Partners.
I won't go on and read the rest of it.
She said recently sex. Wanted to preview. Oh, partner. Sorry. Did I put the S in?
Come one, come all.
Come with the kick drum.
Come with the kick drum, Gary, on the kick drum. My sister has been through a lot. If you guys know the breakup, you know what I'm talking about. This is confusing, and I would love to know more of why she wants to have sex with a previous partner of hers, because you couldn't pay me to do that. And I just do not understand how he could do that for her.
It's
and
so
I don't if he,
much.
He's a better person than me if he could, but I no. Have you ever seen The Big Chill? It's a movie that's like an 80s, the greatest soundtrack. Kevin Costner is actually the dead guy at the beginning, but you don't know it's Kevin Costner because he's not famous yet. It has this like star-studded 80s cast. I'll botch all their names. I don't remember it. I just know that the soundtrack's unbelievable. The woman, one of the characters in this movie, she lets her husband have sex with their friend who wants to have a baby, but she doesn't have a boyfriend and there's no conversation about a sperm bank or anything.
Sure.
So this woman has cheated on her husband. So like as a way of like make good, she's like, okay, I cheated on you and that's really fucked up. So you can have sex with my friend and get her pregnant because she wants to have a baby. And and she's like standing outside the door while it's happening. And then,
Handmaid's Tale.
Which is, right. Well, I still don't know anything about that show. But going back to this sweet man, I think that ultimately you have to do whatever's best for you. But this is very hard. I don't know anyone that would be okay with this.
I'm not a liar. I'm actually shocked she told him. I mean, because she could have just done it and, you know.
Yeah.
It's all so bad. When I read it, I sent it to Ryan and I was like, I mean, I don't even know what to think of it. Yeah, it's just loaded.
Yeah. And I need him to give us an update if he actually granted
that wish. I don't know if I want
wish.
An update.
You don't
all
want
of
an
it's
update?
So bad.
Okay, speaking of couples, and this one being completely different, but along the bedroom lines, a woman breaks the internet by revealing her hubby's bizarre bedroom habit. Okay, I really need to know if we are alone in this. Do you randomly pick a side of the bed that you're going to sleep on? We do not have a regular side of the bed that we sleep on. It was never discussed. We just randomly pick a side where we sleep. I think that's weird because just like I have a side of the bed I sleep on. You have a side of the bed you sleep on, right?
What do they call this? The headline where it's the headline is better than the actual story. What do they call
it? Does it have a name?
I actually felt that way last week when we were talking about dating athletes. Like, it made it sound like we revealed, like, huge gossip of who we've dated. Yeah, I mean, okay, so you just like, hey, I'm going to sleep on the right side. I'm feeling crazy. I'm going to go left tonight. No, I'm going to go left again. Like, this is so stupid. Okay, wow. They broke the internet by revealing a bizarre bedroom habit. That's it? Okay. You guys are nuts. You guys are nuttier than Jarrett and I.
You are wild.
You are wild.
I have a side. I think that's why it was like such a weird conversation because people always have a side. And I think there's like this thing, which again, this is just for me. Let's go back to Carissa got her house broken into again. Okay. But like, I like Steve to sleep on the side closest to the door.
Sure.
Like if there's someone coming in, like, let's get the first line of defense to that.
Tough.
Which, by the way, Sebastian Maniscalco is so funny in his stand-up comedy thing. He's like, I'm not that guy. If I hear a noise, I'm waking up my wife. And she's like, I think I hear something. He goes, get up. Get up with me. He goes, because I'm not having a guy come through, shoot me. She leaves me because I die and goes off and finds another husband. He's like, you're getting up with me too, honey. I think I cried so hard laughing to that. Whole rant that he went on. Listen to his newest comedy routine. It's hysterical.
That's Jared. I mean, he can like beat the shit out of guys when he was on the ice and like be so tough and hit the crap out of people. Like if there's one noise in our house, like, you know, it's just like him and Howie are the biggest freaking wusses. Like it's
Stop.
Just like, oh
no,
God. Yes. It's so bad. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a bear right now on the loose at the ranch, and Steve wait to track this guy down. Oh my God, you guys, it's bear season. And I am not into hunting animals. It's not my thing. But when bears are 200 yards away from the house and all of my animals are like threatened, and I even have a bear fence, like this electric fence that keeps them away, I need some more tips and tricks to keep those bears away.
Call
because
Ogden
this bear
Fitz.
Was too close for comfort. You need to make your way back into the woods. Close for comfort.
But it's not a grizzly, right? I mean, thank God.
Not a grizzly. It's a black bear, but black bear, I don't care. I do care.
move it on out.
Yep. I would call Ogden. Hey, speaking of dog, because I was talking about Howie and Jared, Boston's couple's dog eats passport days before wedding in Italy. This is about a year and a half old golden retriever, Chicky. Apparently, this couple, they had gone to City Hall to fill out a marriage form just days ahead of their scheduled August 31st ceremony in Italy. And they came home to see that the golden retriever had eaten their passport. That sucks. I can't imagine how much they're going to pay to get a new one. Howie was never a dog. We're so lucky. He didn't eat a lot of things. Like, he's really, really good at that. When he was teething, he would kind of eat like the dining room chairs a little bit on the end to like help his teeth and stuff. Our dog was really, really good about that stuff.
I had Willis as a puppy. He would eat shoes. He would eat the heels on my shoes a lot. And I didn't get Daisy until she was older. So she was never in that puppy phase. But yeah, that was bad for a while. I was like, the fuck? And I feel like they always know to go for the good ones too. So that was just a lock the closet.
Yeah, for sure. My mom was always super anal about our dogs, like sniffing or nosing through the trash, like Cousin Eddie would say. And like, there's this whole kind of like thing about dogs loving tampons, which is disgusting. So my mom would always put like our waste paper cans up on our counters. And
And our dogs eat like the crotch of like underwear and like gross things like that. Like, thank God I never had any of those dogs like that. I would be like,
yeah. And they give you a big wet kiss.
You want a kiss?
Yeah.
Gross. Disgusting. No, I got lucky on that situation, but, well, sister, what else do we have? Oh, my God. Wait, last headline I want to read unless you want to keep going.
No, you're good.
Taylor Swift swarmed by fans. Okay. I won't even get because if you guys saw this, she goes to a wedding of her friends. She's there with Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, and she is just, well, they had to shut down streets in Jersey City. Like,
girls
this whole
on fire.
Thing. And I got to say, I'm so, okay, Taylor Swift, I love this whole, what do the kids say this year, the Taylor Swift era, that whatever, right. Everyone's in. I haven't seen, and this might be a dramatic comparison, I don't care, I'm going to make it. The hysteria is like a Michael Jackson level of hysteria. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, but like, can you think of any other singer, like maybe Justin Bieber for like a little bit in like the early goings of his career, but I have not seen even a Beyonce. Like, Beyonce, like, can go out and, like, yes, there's, like, fans and stuff. But when there's cops called, shutting down streets, like, this poor girl cannot go anywhere or do anything. And I think it's, well, for her, she's probably, like, annoyed, but, like, at the same time, comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible because in a world where there's such dissension, and I don't know if I've said this before on here, and maybe we were talking about it, everyone, like, oh, I hate this person. I hate that person. Blah, 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 blah. Like, there's like the few naysayers that like, oh, I can't stand Taylor Swift. Like, fuck off. No one doesn't like Taylor Swift.
No. Nope.
Like, she brings people together, I think, way more than anyone even anticipated with this recent tour that she was on.
Communities, feel-good music, money, yeah.
Like everything. Her donations back to charity,
yes.
Donating to the food shelters, giving her truck drivers additional bonuses. Like, what a freaking awesome chick this is. And like she just, I don't know. We've said how much we like her on this podcast for different reasons before, but I cannot imagine being her or being a friend of hers where it's like, no matter what you do and where you go, it's like Beatles pandemonium.
It's crazy. Wild. And I was saying this too. We were actually having this conversation at our house the other day because one of Jared's friends actually works with her. And we were just talking about what a phenomenon this tour has been and how like she didn't even need PR for it because all these little girls and the, you know, acts of kindness that she was, you know, doing and stuff, giving money to her truck drivers, giving money to food banks, like it was the best PR for her. But I'm going to say this. The girl's got it going on. Whatever she, I hope in her life she is happy because what is coming out from all of this and the people she is surrounding herself with, it's phenomenal. You and I wanted to go. I wanted to go so bad. I wanted to bring you. We were talking about it. Why I had this opportunity where I thought I'd be able to get back from Montana. You have a kid. You can't go. I had put out feelers for tickets for us, just seeing like what I could get. I'm out to dinner one night in Montana. I received a text message, an email, and a missed call from somebody in her camp making sure it was me and wanting to know when they could get us there. And I just said to my husband,
so sweet.
I'm a no one compared to the people that she has had there at, you know, at these shows cheering her on. She's had the top of the A-list. I mean, I was just watching Charlize Theron, like bringing her two girls there, Reese Witherspoon, Blake Lively. And I just said to my husband, this is why this woman is the way she is, because she just has people reaching out to like me to be like, are you good? Do you want the take? Like,
so sweet. I saw that Alicia Keys had posted something. Alicia Keys' son, and Taylor writes him a handwritten note. I don't know. It's, and again, this is like a very small sample of like, I'm sure a much bigger thing that she does. But I don't know. I just think that it's really, really nice in a world where everyone wants to
tear you,
you know,
down.
Shit on people and tear people down, that like she's all about, you know, positivity and going through things and picking yourself back up. And like, just to watch, like, I mean, we think about how long she's been around, 15 years, maybe, like some of these people have like grown up with her. And I just, the Taylor Swift love is just to say like, good for her that there's, you know, and I know that's probably annoying to go to a friend's wedding and be inundated.
Why be
but like,
a hater?
You are loved, sister. Yeah. You are loved.
What she did with Kobe's daughter, I mean, there was nothing even fake about that. Like, it was just like where she looked at her and said, I love you. Like, come on.
I know.
She's adorable.
Good for her. She is adorable. You and I are about to embark on our own tour for the NFL season. Okay. I know that we say this a lot, but I think it's worth saying, especially as the weeks will go on and we will get tired and all these things. We love our job so much. We are so lucky to do it. When it's the off season, we miss football. When the start of the season, it's all we want to talk about, all the things we want to do. So I'm just so excited that we get another year together, even though we're not on a sideline together, but like another year with Fox together, talking to each other in studio and different things. And it's just, I get so excited when I was sitting in the airport yesterday, flying back, and like just even seeing football on the screen and like knowing that it's back. I'm so freaking pumped. So again, opening it up to you guys, are wonderful listeners and viewers. What do you guys want us to talk about in the season? What have we not talked about? Do you want more stories on the road? Like, what are some things now that the season is back? Do you want us to dive more into like the X's and O's of football, our take on things? Like, I'd love to get your guys' opinions and feedback since you're the ones listening as the season goes on.
Did you read what Ryan just texted us?
Oh my God.
We have
to.
Okay. Let's talk about this before we say goodbye.
Yes. Okay. So Aaron and I, so as I open that up, you guys tell us what you want to listen to. Aaron and I think that we have like a really special skill set.
Well, we do. Paid for it. Observations, right? Observing people.
You know what? This is a good point. This is a very good point. Separately, we will text our producer or like whatever, different things we want to talk about. Aaron and I both said that we can like read people. I saw this couple fighting on the side of the road and I can't hear a word they're saying. I just hear the girl doing this. And the guy's like sitting there just taking it and taking it. And so then now I've given her a name. I have given a whole story about what she's pissed about. I've given the guy a name, Chad. Chad's just sitting there wearing it. And Elizabeth is just Liz. Calls her Liz. And he's like, Liz, relax. And then she tells her to relax. Now she's even more pissed.
Don't tell me to relax.
Don't tell me to relax, Chad, okay?
You relax.
This is your fucking problem. And you're the reason that we're here. And then he says, well, Liz, you're making a scene. I don't care that I'm making a scene because it's your fucking problem. We're making a scene, Chad. So that's what I saw on the side of the road. Aaron saw someone at a restaurant. We think we know everything about everyone.
We do. So. We were in Montana and we went to this restaurant we were so excited to go to for the first time. And Jared gets really frustrated. We try really hard not to be on our phones because we don't want to be on our phones. We have limited time together. But he also hates so badly what it looks like to other couples when two couples sitting at a table are on a phone. He's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Fine.
Yeah.
So I keep looking over at this couple and he's like, what's going on? What's going on? Babe, what's going on? So I was like, hold on one sec. I could read this entire table. The table was this. There was a couple with a child there, right? And then there was what looked to be somebody's mother, sister, and dad. So I just kept looking over because it was really like, it was very interesting what was going on. And Jared's like, what are we working with? I said, well, this couple is divorced. They have a young kid. This is the guy's parents. And the sister hates the wife. And right now the wife and the kid are bringing the kid to do a visit with everybody, the dad and his extended family. And Jarrett looks over and goes, oh my God, the sister hates the wife. I said, hates the wife. Keeps making
immediately
faces
diagnosing
every
it.
Time. Mm-hmm. Every time she takes a bite of the pizza, every time she's doing this, every time she's doing it, she gets up to leave. The sister was just like, he was like, oh my God. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've given them a name of car, an occupation. By the time the dinner's over, we have said nothing to each other about what is going on in our lives. It's only about what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
And maybe we're completely wrong, but probably not. Okay.
No.
So if you're sitting next to us in a restaurant,
you're fine.
Make sure you keep your voices down and act like you like each other or we'll diagnose you. Okay. And the prescription for that is go home. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.